patient's first name is Ronald, last name Bowers. Date of birth, 11/09/58. Date of encounter, 10/23/24. History of present illness. Patient presents to the clinic with continued chronic neck and back pain. It's been on and off for 8 months. No recent trauma or accidents noted. He did have previous back surgery, and his previous surgeon has retired. He's looking for a new surgeon and requires advanced imaging before the surgeon will take him on. He has no radiculopathy noted bilaterally, but does state that his discomfort has significantly increased and has limited his range of motion with flexion extension of the lower back, as well as flexion extension and left and right lateral rotation of his neck. No numbness, no tingling in any extremities, no loss of strength in any extremities noted. Next paragraph, medical history, angina. Next, surgical history, right knee and back surgery. Next is allergies, no known drug allergies. Next is social history, occasional ETOH use, no use of tobacco. Next paragraph, physical exam. Patient's awake, alert, and oriented, times 3. No acute distress noted. EENT exams within normal limits. No neck, no cervical step-off noted. Limited range of motion and increase in pain with left and right lateral rotation of the neck. Multiple spasms noted throughout the trapezius bilaterally. Respiratory system, clear breath sounds. Cardiovascular system, regular rate and rhythm. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Low back exam is positive spasms on lumbar paraspinal muscles, negative straight leg, negative crossover bilaterally, deep tendon reflexes in the upper and lower extremities within normal limits, as well as equal pulses in upper and lower extremities. Next paragraph, diagnosis, cervicalgia and chronic low back pain. Plan, advise patient to continue on his muscle relaxers for comfort, advised physical therapy, and as well as follow-up with a surgeon post an MRI results. We'll place an MRI referral in to get the advanced study done. Once that is complete, we'll refer him to a local surgeon, a neurosurgeon, for his continued neck and back pain. Patient's discharged in stable condition.